Today's sermon was prepared by Pastor Harold for today, and it's entitled, The Ministry of Reconciliation. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all. And he died that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:14 to 19. The word reconcile means to cause to be friendly again, to settle differences, to bring back to harmony a relationship that has been broken. Because of our sin and rebellion, we are not friends with God. Our relationship with God is broken, and we cannot fix it by ourselves. But God, in his great love for us, has reconciled us to himself. He has made us his friends again. He has brought harmony to our relationship with him. He has done this by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, his Son. This is what our Bible passage today from 2 Corinthians has said. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. You and I are now reconciled to God. God has done this, and now God gives us the task, the call, the ministry of being reconcilers, being those people who help other sinners to be friends with God. But God also wants us to reconcile with others. Each of us has a relationship that has been broken. Maybe that relationship is with a family member, a friend, a loved one, or a coworker. I imagine you can name in your heart right now one person with whom you need to be reconciled. The Straight Story, based on a true story, is a 1999 Walt Disney movie. This movie tells a story of a 73-year-old man who takes a long trip to mend a broken relationship with his brother Lyle. He has not seen Lyle or spoken to him in 10 years. When Alvin Strait learns that Niall has had a stroke and is very ill, he's determined to visit him and make things right, to make things straight. Alvin hitches a homemade trailer to his 1966 John Deere riding lawnmower and sets out on a 500-mile, 800-kilometer trip. He camps out in farmers' fields and in the backyards of people he meets along the way. He drives the riding lawnmower with the homemade trailer through all kinds of bad weather. One time, the mower breaks down, and he speeds down a hill, almost crashes. Alvin lets nothing stop him. Finally, he arrives at the home of his brother Lyle 6 weeks after he first began the journey. He steers his riding mower and trailer down a dirt road and finds a run-down wooden house, nothing more than a shack. Alvin climbs off of the mower, shuffles toward the house, and calls out, "Lyle, Lyle." There's no response. The look on Alvin's face shows his fear. Perhaps he's too late. Maybe Lyle has died in the 6 weeks since he began his journey. After a lengthy pause, a voice from the house calls, "Alvin?" Lyle appears in the front door, holding onto a walker. He invites Alvin to join him on the porch, where they sit silently. Alvin looks at his brother, while Lyle looks at the mower and the trailer. Obviously overcome with emotion and gratitude, Lyle's eyes fill up with tears as he asks, "You came all this way on that riding mower just to see me?" Alvin's face twitches, betraying his own emotions. His eyes, too, are tearful. He smiles and says simply, "Yep." Lyle's glowing face speaks for his heart. He is humbled by his brother's love. The two men sit in silence on the porch to enjoy the wonderful moment of reconciliation. This is the precious gospel message of the Bible. God has reconciled us to himself by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus has paid the price for our sins. He has died for your sins and for mine. He has risen from the dead to give us victory over sin and death. He has reconciled us to God. Our relationship has been restored. Now we are to be speaking a word of forgiveness and reconciliation to others in our lives. You know who needs this in your life and relationships. Please take a moment right now in silence and name that person in your heart. Just a short time ago, Pastor conducted a funeral service. Sad to say, some of the family members had been fighting with each other for a long time. At the time of the funeral, they were still fighting and arguing. During the funeral sermon, besides preaching the good news of Jesus, Pastor reminded them that life was so very short, that they just could not waste any more time or waste their lives in fighting and anger. That a funeral was a good reminder, it is a time for all of us to be reconciled to one another. My friends, now is the time to get right with people in your life. Don't put off until tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. God has reconciled us to Himself. It cost Him the life and death of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He wants us to be reconciled with one another. Join me in a prayer, thanking God for reconciling us to Himself and asking God to help each of us to be reconcilers in our own lives. Dear Lord, thank you for making us right with you. Thank you for reconciling us sinners to yourself. We know that to do this, it took the death of Jesus. We know that Jesus also rose in victory for us so that we could live in forgiveness and celebrate the gift of reconciliation. Help us, dear Lord, each one of us, to be reconcilers. Help us to be people who mend broken relationships. Help us to be people who make a point of forgiving and loving and not holding a grudge. Dear Father, lay on our heart today the name of one person with whom we need to be reconciled. Then give us your Holy Spirit that we might do what needs to be done. In the name of Jesus, amen.